Bicyclists are racing across the United States to raise millions of dollars for charitable causes. The competition is called Race Across America. It is a yearly race that covers about 5,000 kilometers, crossing deserts and mountains. About 270 racers are competing this year to see who can reach Annapolis, Maryland first from Oceanside, California. The race's website shows that about 70% of cyclists have partnered with a charity.
Arvid Lowen is a 60-year-old competitor in this year's race. He has partnered with the Mully Children's Foundation Orphanage in Kenya. He was born in Paraguay but lives in Canada. He holds the Guinness World Record as the fastest man to cycle over 6,000 kilometers to cross Canada. In 2005, he cycled with three Kenyan orphans across Canada. The teenage orphans would then talk about life in poor areas of Kenya and what the foundation had provided them. After his visit to the Mully Children's Foundation in Kenya, Lowen resigned from his job and became a volunteer for the organization. "I understand poverty. I understand not having food. I've gone through some of that in my own personal life," he said. "So when I talk about children that are starving, it becomes very real and personal for me." This year, Lowen said he expects to raise $500,000 Canadian dollars for the charity with Race Across America. Over the past 12 years, he has raised $5 million Canadian dollars for the charity.
57-year-old Len Forkus is cycling to raise money for his charity, HopeChem. The charity started in 2002 when his 9-year-old son was diagnosed with leukemia, which is a kind of cancer. His son became lonely because he was unable to attend school. Forkus set up a webcam to let his son see his classmates from home. The charity HopeChem gives children tablet computers and helps schools set up webcams. In 2012, Forkus said he raised $350,000 for his charity. So far this year, he has raised over $810,000.
31-year-old Jocko van Gaas is part of an 8-man team of cyclists representing a charity called Help for Heroes. The team served in the British Armed Forces and was wounded in Afghanistan. Van Gaas lost his left arm at the elbow and has wounds on his leg. Help for Heroes worked to help support their change to civilian life by providing treatment. Many members of the team ride bikes that were adapted by the charity for their needs. Van Gaas said he never would have had an interest in cycling or climbing if he had not been injured. Instead, he would have placed all his attention on having a career in the military. He said,
"I do see it as a positive in a certain sense."
Besides cycling, mountain climbing was another opportunity.
"I've climbed in North America, I've climbed Denali, I've climbed Mount McKinley, Aconcagua, which is the highest mountain in South America."
People in many age groups are competing in the race. The oldest racer this year is 74, while the youngest is 17. About half of the cyclists are from the United States. The rest come from countries including the Philippines, Germany, and Brazil. More than 30 cyclists are women. Cyclists can either race by themselves or in teams of 2, 4, or 8. Because cyclists could get injured miles from the nearest hospital, they travel with a support team. Racers on a team have 9 days to finish. Racers who cycle by themselves are called solo racers. They must complete the race in 12 days. Solo racers started on Tuesday, June 13th, and team racers start on Saturday, June 17th.
In order to complete the race in time, solo racers sleep very little. In 2012, Len Forkas fell asleep on his bicycle while crossing the state of Colorado. He was speeding along a mountainous road when he woke up.
I can't explain why I opened my eyes at that moment, but if I would have slept for 2 more seconds, I would have catapulted over that guardrail.
35-year-old Chris Slauson is part of a Canadian team of 8 men racing for True Patriot Love to support Canadian veterans. This is Slauson's first race across America. Slauson said that the 8-person team would split into 2 groups of 4. Because only 1 person can ride at a time, the group would rotate cyclists every 20 minutes for 10 hours as the others rest. Arvid Lowen said one of the things he likes about the race is that almost every rider has a cause that they are riding for, and I think that's just fantastic. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Olivia Lille.